In order to defeat an enemy, you need to name and, as best as you can, accurately define your enemy. As ISIS continues to commit its evil in places like Belgium, Paris, and elsewhere, policies and practices in European countries have been enabling for this reign of radical Islamic terrorism. And additionally, many of these European policies, like open borders, along with ineffective and even absent security, have been demanded by some for America. My next guest with his new book explains how the muddled and soft response to ISIS has been one of the ways that ISIS has been allowed to advance worldwide. His book is Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. He is one of the world's leading authorities on counterterrorism, who recently was called on by military strategists in Europe for his valuable and educational insight, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Good morning, Dr. Gorka.
Good morning.
And let me give you a website for the doctor. You learn more about his writings, his insight. It's not just the European strategists that are able to learn from his experience and his knowledge. It's the GorkaBriefing.com. It's also where you can get Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. Is it, Dr. Gorka, something as basic as the mistake being made by many in America and elsewhere, looking at radical Islam as a who, as opposed to looking at it as a what their foundation is all about that creates the who?
That's a very interesting way of phrasing it. I like that, and with your permission, I may use that. Yes, it really is about understanding the ideas that motivate people such as the 9/11 hijackers, the San Bernardino murderers, the people responsible for the Boston bombing. If you want to win a war with a totalitarian enemy like the jihadists, you must understand what it is that motivates them.
And a lot of it, too, is what we would call it history, but those who are radicalized and those who are indoctrinated through cherry-picking of the Quran look at it as stolen heritage because, again, many too many are ignorant of history. Islam, for a long stretch of centuries, pretty much had the rule of Europe and lost it. And that part of the motivation, part of the goal of radical Islam and ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, fill in the blank with whatever else you want to among those groups, they want what they think is theirs back.
Absolutely. So it's very important to understand that this isn't some new invention. The groups like ISIS, like Al-Qaeda, are predicated on the re-establishment of the caliphate, the theocratic empire of Islam that existed for more than 1,000 years and which at its height was larger in territorial expanse than even the Roman Empire. It included most of the Middle East, parts of the Indian subcontinent, North Africa, and even Spain, and got all the way up to the gates of Vienna. So this is, for them, for people like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and the head of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, this is a return to the glory of the Islamic Empire. And let's not forget, ISIS is the first organization of its kind to actually officially declare the re-establishment of the caliphate. They did that 2 years ago from the Grand Mosque at Mosul, and this is what makes them so very, very dangerous.
And certainly opens their doors to a much more enthusiastic recruitment from everyone from, I believe his first name is Amin Chowdhury in England, to the various recruiting that we see in, of all places, Minnesota, and you mentioned San Bernardino, and it doesn't sound like it's an enemy that, unlike communism, you saw it widespread, it was in your face, even though, as you write about, there were doctrines and plans going back to, of all things, Ronald Reagan when he was still in Hollywood, and he brought it out to into his presidency, which we'll get to in a moment. But it seems like the radical Islam now wants to be more stealth than in your face. But when they do get into your face, it seems like, nevertheless, their identity is being denied.
Well, it depends upon which version of the jihadi franchise. Groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS is very much in your face. It's crucifixions, it's beheadings, it's mass murder, it's genocide of Christians and others. But the grandfather of these jihadi organizations is, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood, created just 4 years after the dissolution of the original caliphate in Egypt after World War I, that progenitor uses very subtle and indirect means, exploits democracy, exploits free elections, and as we saw in Egypt, has a very, very devious way to get power. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, and jihadis have a whole panoply of tools available to them.
And that's also the same Muslim Brotherhood who had representatives welcomed into the White House for consultations on dealing with the unnamed worldwide terrorism, which most anyone with common sense does name for what it exactly is, jihad and radical Islamic terrorism. We're talking with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. His new book is Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. TheGorkaBriefing.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Mention history as far as Islam is concerned, the domination of Europe. As far as battling terrorism, and again, you write about this, and I referred to it too, how many parallels in what is needed to be done with Islam and radical Islam can be found in how communism was dealt with and eventually defeated?
Well, I think very, very many, and that's one of the reasons behind my motivation for writing Defeating Jihad. So what was the Cold War? The Cold War was an existential standoff between us, America, founded on the principles of liberty and democracy, versus a totalitarian ideology of communism that wished to destroy or enslave anybody who disagreed with them. That is incredibly similar to the situation today. Whilst our enemy aren't atheists, like the Kremlin were, they do follow a totalitarian ideology. The jihadists of today are very, very clear. Either we must be enslaved or we must be killed. It is a zero-sum game. It is them or us. So I like to refer to them as the new totalitarians, and that's why I took the Cold War as my template for how to destroy this new existential threat to the American Republic.
Yeah, with what you write and what I've had the privilege of talking about with others on the show, the problem seems obvious, the danger seems obvious, but yet in this country especially, as well as Angela Merkel and Germany and elsewhere and the lax security in Belgium, if you say the term radical Islamic terrorism, you always get the comeback, well, this is not Islam. How much does that empower radical Islam when the leaders who are the first line of defense, actually, are the ones who are technically becoming the enablers through their either ignorance, blind eye, or political correctness?
It's incredibly dangerous, and it condemns us to this further failure of all our policies to secure our citizens. When you have King Abdullah of Jordan, the Hashemite heir, to the kingdom of the Jordanian royal family, when you have the president of Egypt, an incredibly devout Sunni Muslim, General Sisi, both say that this is a religious war. This is a war for the heart of Islam and for which version will be victorious in the 21st century. We actually undermine those people. We undermine our allies in the region when we have people in the White House, the National Security Council, the cabinet, say again and again and again, religion has nothing to do with this war. Our enemies are doing what they do simply because they're unemployed or undereducated. It is a gross, gross undermining of our friends, the people who must help us win this war, and it condemns us to what I have described in the last 15 years as our perennial whack-a-mole approach to this threat.
Which Dr. Gorka writes about, some of the strategies that have failed, some of the strategies that could work that are being ignored in his book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. You can learn more about it as well at thegorkabriefing.com as we wrap up our time with Dr. Gorka here on Issues and Ideas. So we have this administration, the current one, which has been a total failure as far as dealing with radical Islamic terrorism is concerned. Our next step in leadership in America will be from column A, Hillary Clinton, column B, Donald Trump. Do you have any hope of anything to a greater positive from either one of those two?
Well, for full disclosure, I met with Mr. Trump last year. He asked me to talk to him about various national security issues. I'm not on his campaign staff, so I have some insight as to what he thinks. And then, of course, we have all the statements made by Hillary Clinton. A Clinton presidency would simply be a rehash of the Obama years. It would be a third term for the Obama administration. She has explicitly said she refuses to use the phrase radical Islam or Islamist terrorist. So that's exactly the failure of the last 7 years. So it would continue to undermine America's safety. With regards to Mr. Trump, it's clear he has a lot of homework to do on matters concerning national security. He recently gave his first in-depth national security speech. He'd just hired his team of advisors. He is hard to judge because he has such a steep learning curve on these issues. But there's one thing that seems to be at least moderately comforting, is that this is a man who clearly likes to win. This isn't a man who would talk about degrading our adversaries. He likes to talk about destroying our enemies. He wants to be a president who wins, and that in itself would be a pleasant change from the last 7.5 years.
Much like Reagan's philosophy with communism, we win, they lose.
Yes.
The book is Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. You know the who, and what Dr. Gorka does, he provides you with the what's and the whys of the motivation through history and through the polluting of, at one point, that might have been a faith, but has now been corrupted into a tool of terror. Of course, I'm talking about Islam. TheGorkaBriefing.com is his website. We can also get his book and read further examples of his knowledge and his expertise. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, thanks for being here this morning.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.